Joining us from State Police is Captain Ron Galavis, getting ready for the National DEA Drug Take Back Day, which State Police posts around Indiana are participating in this Saturday. Ron, just I'll give you the floor here where you can just tell people what this Prescription Drug Take Back Initiative is all about.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. And again, it is the DEA's 22nd nationwide Prescription Drug Take Back Initiative. So not only are we participating here in Indiana, law enforcement agencies across the state, but nationwide. And the collection sites are set up to bring in expired, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs, which will then be properly disposed of without threat to the environment. And the DEA handles all that. So what we're looking for are our individuals to come in. We don't ask any questions. We'll take liquid and pill medications. Also, we'll take vaping pens, but they have to be without batteries and vaping cartridges. The only thing that will not be accepted are needles. We have no way to really dispose of those. So this addresses a vital public safety and health issue. We know that medicines that languish in the home cabinets are, they're susceptible to misuse, abuse, potentially even being stolen, otherwise ending up in the hands of people that are not supposed to have them. And also the other reason for this is we don't want people flushing them down their toilets or down their kitchen or bathroom drains because that poses an environmental hazard. So, again, the reason for this initiative is really twofold. It's for the greater public and environmental safety.
And not only is it anonymous, but it's also free. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It is absolutely free. So, and sometimes we know that people collect these waiting for these next initiatives. But, throughout the year, a number of places, pharmacies, stores have collection boxes, including many local law enforcement agencies. But nonetheless, this Saturday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., you can find a local agency that is participating in this event. Take those unwanted medications there, clean out your cabinets, and have that peace of mind that those are being taken care of properly.
How often do you guys do these kinds of things? Do you guys do this more than once a year, or is it just an annual thing?
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good question. So the DEA has this program twice a year, April, and again, the next one will be in October. So generally about every 6 months. Now, where I came from in Fort Wayne, there are some groups up there that work with local pharmacies and law enforcement that host similar type of events. So these events go on, but again, the DEA hosts this particular event twice a year, once in April and once in October.
All right. And how have you guys seen, I don't know if you have any numbers on this to reflect this, but have you guys seen anything tangible about how much this helps cut down prescription drug abuse?
You know, that's really hard to put an answer to. But I would submit to you that anything that we can do to help get these medications out of people's cabinets, out of the hands of people that aren't supposed to have them, has got to make some sort of a tangible, it's got to make a tangible difference, even though I can't put a quantity or a specific number on that. We know that we're doing good. Just by the numbers, if you were to go to the DEA's website and see the tens upon tens of thousands of pounds that are collected nationwide each and every event, the numbers are staggering. It's unbelievable. And that's just what's being collected by people that are taking it upon themselves to come in. So imagine those folks that just don't know about this program or just really, otherwise don't care. Imagine all those that are still out there and being used in circulation. It's unbelievable.
All right. So we have another one to look forward to in October, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll be looking out for that. Is there anything else you'd like to add? That's all I've got.
No. I would encourage your listeners to, help us spread the word. Again, this Saturday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. At your local Indiana State Police Post, right here in Indianapolis, more specifically. But again, clean up those cabinets of your unwanted, unused, and expired medications, and help us do what we can for not only personal safety, but for the environment.
State Police Captain Ron Galavis. Ron, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a great day. Thank you much.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it as always.